Today is Sunday, the 23rd of June, beginning the 12th week of Ordinary Time.
Slow down, where are you going? What's so important that can't wait? Tell me, what are you seeking? What is it that's keeping you from bringing me your questions? All that you carry, all that you bury underneath. Just slow down, just slow down in me. With me.
I Am Sun sings Slow Down.
Rest now. Be in the present, hearing the blessings of today. Listen, just for a moment. I am the only one with words to calm your worries. Focus your mind on. I am the way to perfect peace. Just slow down, just slow down and be with me.
Today's reading is from the prophet Jeremiah.
Just slow down in me.
Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, ah, Lord God, truly, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. These words are addressed to Jeremiah, but they could just as easily apply to you and me as well. What does it feel like to know that God has been this close to you, has known you intimately since before you were born? Although Jeremiah became a famous prophet who spoke God's word to many people, when he was first told of this, he felt unworthy, unready, only a boy. Do you have those same feelings about the task of speaking God's word, or even just speaking about God, to the people you meet? Not ready, not qualified, not good enough, not sure what you're supposed to do. God invites us all to be bearers of His word. So, as you hear the reading again, try and imagine yourself in Jeremiah's place. Hear God speaking all these words, not to him, but to you.
Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. And you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant."
How do you want to respond now to this invitation, this commission from God? If you have feelings of reluctance, uncertainty, unreadiness, tell God about them. Whatever it is you want to say, say it to God now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.